Internally displaced persons, or IDPs, living at Fire Brigade IDP camp in Malakal claim the government and aid agencies are neglecting them. Malakal is the capital of Upper Nile State. While Galuag Riek, a 67-year-old father of 10 children from Akobo County in Jonglei State, says other IDPs in Malakal are given food and other aid, but those living at the Fire Brigade camp do not receive any help.
Why is the food always delayed too much? It was received in June and up to now we did not receive it again. Our question is the organization that is providing food to all people is not giving us food here until we reach the new year and we don't have food and they are the ones giving food to other people. That is the reason we are asking the same way. All IDP camps organizations are providing food, cooking materials, and solar lamps. Here we did not receive them. Why?
He says health workers tell sick people to eat or drink before taking medicines, but there is no food available.
Now organization is giving medicine while you don't have food to eat. When you are given a tablet, they approach is you go and take tea and porridge before you take the medicine. How can we take the medicine without food?
Women say they sell firewood or sometimes bake relatives and friends to feed their families. Rebecca Cholgarwich, a 31-year-old mother of six children from Jonglei State's Akobo County, lives next to a graveyard at the Fire Brigade camp.
We are living near a burial yard. We always see people who are buried. We are affected by the bad smell of buried people. We don't have toilets, so we go to open places. For 3 years now, many people have died of hunger because when you have a little sickness because you did not eat food, that sickness will become too much for the body. So many people died here in the Fire Brigade.
John Wiyual is deputy chairperson of Fire Brigade IDP camp. He says they need food and land to settle in. He says they faced a lot of difficulties in their old homes in Jonglei State. Many IDPs say their children and elderly relatives died and they lost property such as cows and houses in floods and violence. Wiyual says the problems they fled, including floods and intercommunal violence, still exist. He says the people living in their counties are armed, which is why they do not want to return there. Francis Faustino Ojok is the Director for Administration and Finance for the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, which coordinates aid for IDPs in Upper Nile State. He says the state government is aware of the challenges IDPs in Malakal face. He urges aid agencies to provide food or cash. Ojok says there is a lack of funding for non-governmental aid organizations while the influx of returnees from Sudan and other countries has stretched resources.
They need something to eat, like food, like meat, fish. So if there is some NGOs offer this supper, like cash, it would be better. So we encourage them when there is some people working in that project. They were given last time ago, but it's not always like something continuing or ongoing project. And even some NGOs, the running shortage of or lack of funding, especially this year. And they told us before that in 2024, the funding will reduce less than 50%.
He says the state government is clearing land to ensure all the IDPs and returnees are settled. But the lack of land clearing equipment is causing delays.
They report to us earlier. And we know that place is Fire Brigade premises, and they came before and claimed for that. So government is the one who put them there in that place. And government is the one who will remove them from there and give them to another location. So government is working on that.
Ojok says the government has ordered the State Ministry of Housing to clear the land for the people to be settled as soon as possible. Last week, Yor Aluaitut, the executive secretary for James Odok Oyai, governor of Upper Nile State, said the state government will relocate IDPs in other protection camps to Malakal this year. He added that the state government will open roads and provide electricity and clean drinking water before June. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart in Malakal.